I'm fundraising to, as part of my role as a Scout Development Ambassador in the South Pacific. We're off to Tuvalu. We're trying to sort of raise some money so we can get there and start scouting from scratch. As it is at the moment, there's nothing going on. And we're going over there to sort of do all we can and to help them out using our skills, really. I'm planning to walk from Norwich, where I'm currently living, back to London, where I will be living, and obviously where Gilwell Park is. So that's my big plan for the summer. It's about 110 miles as the crow flies, but I can add on, I reckon, a good sort of 30 for zigzagging through the country. So I reckon about 150 I'm working on at the moment. Going through sort of southern Norfolk, aiming sort of towards Bury St Edmunds, and then carrying on through Bury St Edmunds, past sort of Haverhill, keep going down, ending up towards sort of Harlow, Bishop Stortford's Way, and then Gilwell and Thugill, and hoping to finish at Baden Powell House in London. Scout Development Ambassador is essentially going over and representing scouting from the UK and supporting the people in Tuvalu who want to help scout and get set up. So we're sort of providing our knowledge of scouting and our experience of, you know, helping with different groups and different sort of programs, and helping to sort of bring that message of scouting to Tuvalu. And to, it's not to take what we do exactly in the UK, but to take sort of the morals and the message and to make it fit for them, and sort of help them to develop a working program, so that they can continue and be a member of the movement, really. I'm expecting it to be a massive challenge. Currently, scouting-wise, there's a few people together who are now calling themselves a committee, which is a good start. But as far as scouts are concerned, we're not 100% sure how many there are and who's interested and who's not. So it's going to be sort of finding our feet when we get there. But I mean, I've got every hope that we can get a, you know, a good majority of people sort of at least knowing what scouting's about. And then once they know what it's about, we can sort of go from there, really, and hopefully develop something. And I've got every sort of faith that it's gonna come off. And by the time we leave, our aim is to sort of have something that's fully functioning so we can sort of leave it, and it's going to continue and sort of flourish from there. We're taking over sort of the stuff we've done in the UK with different groups. I mean, I've worked with some Cubs and Scouts and Explorers in the past. So different age groups, different programs, different ideas, different games, different. It's sort of taking as much stuff as we can and hoping that we've got, you know, something that they can sort of get involved with and go from there. It's massively important. I think it's such a perfect example of sort of how global Scouts can be. I mean, the fourth smallest country in the world, you know, you've got sort of 8,000-9,000 people living there. It's a speck in the ocean. Most people have never heard of it. If you can stand around and say scouting has even got that far, it's just a brilliant sort of flagship almost for scouting, of just how global it is and how sort of relevant it can be to, you know, young people all over the world. I mean, you can tell a sort of someone in the UK all about Tuvalu, and then they might not have a clue what it is. But if you can tell a scout in the UK that they've got people exactly the same doing similar stuff the other side of the world in a place they've never even heard of, it sort of gives that sort of global context. And so I think it's sort of a perfect opportunity to sort of really make scouts truly global. If you can get these far-fetched corners of the world and sort of tick them off and get scouting working there, then I think, you know, there's no reason why it can't work absolutely everywhere. Well, I'm looking forward to actually just going there. I mean, it's somewhere that, as I said, most people have never heard of. And to get there somewhere, to say you've been to Tuvalu, and to say you've lived there and worked there and sort of interacted with the people who live there, I think is just such a massive opportunity. That's something that I'm really looking forward to. The weather will be nice, looking forward to that. And just being somewhere that's that remote and that far away from sort of what I'm used to and, you know, places I've been previously, is, I think, really exciting for me. Yeah.